Good day. This week we've been looking at how to get through a trial, and that we've seen, man, one of the keys to getting through a trial is to be of good cheer, is to offer up a sacrifice of praise, begin to rejoice in the midst of it. That these trials and tribulations that we go through are common to us all. They are not personal. You are not just having a direct attack. No, many of the experiences in life that we experience is because we live in a fallen world. In John 16:33, Jesus said this: "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." This is a peace that comes from God, that man, I can have peace in the midst of circumstances, trials, tribulations, persecutions. In the midst of it, I can have peace because I know that the overcomer lives inside of me, and that I can rejoice in the midst of them, that I can count it all joy, knowing, man, it's just what I believe is going to be tested in the circumstance, in the storm, and that I can trust God who always gives me the way of escape. And I want to encourage you, resist the idea of quitting, because God's strength comes when I'm in joy. Because the Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 that it's the joy of the Lord that gives me strength. You know, the Bible says it came to pass more than 470 times in the King James Version and over 177 times in the New King James Version. So if you're going through a trial, just keep going, because the Bible says it came to pass. It didn't come to stay. It just came to pass. It's something that you need to pass through, knowing, man, the victory is within me. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 in the Message Bible, it says, "Keep your eyes open, hold tight to your convictions, give it all you've got, be resolute, and love without stopping." Don't quit, just keep going. In Psalm 27:13, also in the Message, "I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God, take heart, don't quit." I'll say it again, stay with God. In Psalm 145:14 in the Message, it says, "God gives a hand to those down on their luck, gives a fresh start to those ready to quit." I want to encourage you, man, if you're going through a trial, keep going. Stay with God. Don't quit on God. Be resolute in your convictions that you're going to get through to the other side, because this is our victory. Our faith, what we are believing, is going to get us through. And when I believe that God is in me, he's for me, that he is the one who's going to give me the way of escape, and I begin to ask in faith that I'm going to get wisdom and I'm going to come through the other side. In Psalm 16:11, it says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Man, I can take strength from God when I'm in his presence, when I'm going and I'm seeking him, when I'm coming to him, asking him for the answers, when I'm crying out to him, man, I can know that in his presence there is fullness of joy, and it's that joy which will be my strength. I want to encourage you with Isaiah 41 this morning. From verse 10, it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you." This is God speaking. "Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will also help you. I will also uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish." Man, those circumstances that it seems like the world is angry, or people are angry at you, those circumstances that you're in that are contending with you, the Bible says, yeah, man, they will be nothing. And they will perish. Why? Because God is with you. Verse 12, "You will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them." What a promise to know, man, those circumstances that are quarreling with you, that are trying to get you into anxiety, that are trying to get you into fear, the Bible says, man, you're going to seek them, but you will not find them. "Those who war with you will be as nothing and non-existent." Man, those things that you're going through, you know, the Bible says here, those that war at you, with you, you know, the Bible says here in Corinthians, it's saying, man, that our battle is not with flesh and blood. We are not warring with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers. Oftentimes, man, this is just knowing that The victory is in us because the greater one is in us. Verse 13, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. I want to encourage you, if you're going through a trial this morning, God's got you. He's got you by his righteous right hand. And his promise is, do not fear, I will help you. Man, what a promise to know that the creator of the universe is holding your hand saying, man, we're going to get through this. That he's the one who's going to take you by the hand. And he's the one saying, I will help you. I'm closing in Psalm 107, verse 22. Let them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and speak of his deeds with shouts of joy. I want to encourage you, if you're going through a trial, keep going. Don't quit. Trust in God, knowing that he's the one holding your hand. He's going to get you through. Begin to offer up a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, knowing that you can shout with joy, knowing that he is faithful to you, that he is always the one who's going to help you. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God, and have a great weekend.